I'll try to take less than 7 or 8 minutes so you all can eat and not have to listen to me speak for an entire 8 minutes. I think I can make it really hurt about 5. My name is Dan Bongino. I was a Secret Service agent for 12 years, 25-year career. I left the job to run for office here in Maryland. Now, some of you in the room who have not met me may say, well, why would you do that? You know, this is Maryland. Well, a number of folks told me that. When I first made my decision to do this, I had a very prominent Democrat and one prominent Republican tell me, why are you doing this? Maryland's a lost cause. Now, why do I say that, folks? Folks, it's time to pick a fight here in Maryland. This is our home. This is not their home. This is our home. This is your bay. It's your Ocean City. It's your Catoctin Mountains. It's your Deep Creek. There is no entitlement these statists in the State House and in the federal government have over your property. Why do I start my speech this way? I started this way because, folks, we took a beating in the last election. Everybody here knows that. We lost. We lost badly. But why did we lose? When you travel around the state like I've been for the last 8 months, put 45,000 miles on my car. Used to be a nice Tahoe, now it's just a beat up old rag. We've been through a couple sets of tires. One set inadvertently, for those who know the story. But I hear this over and over again. What's the one commercial, TV commercial, Governor O'Malley ran that everyone remembers?
A fee is a tax.
You know what? You're right. It is a tax. You are absolutely right. It is time to pick a fight here and draw a line in the sand and say, this is our home. We forfeit no more ground. We forfeit no more races. We make no more excuses. Our ideas, conservative ideas, have won here before. Ronald Reagan, 1984, won this state by 5.49 points. Not a squeaker, folks. Why did he do it? He won because there was a clear delineation between statist ideas and a takeover of your pocketbook and your healthcare system, and someone who stood up and said, these aren't extremist ideas. I think you can spend your money better than the government can. I think your healthcare decision should be between you and a doctor. I have this crazy idea that in education we should staple a voucher to every school bag and say, you go where your child can be educated, not where I say. Folks, we can win this. This is my home. This is the only home my kids have ever known. I just had a daughter for some of those who follow my campaign. My wife did the hard work, but I was there 2 weeks ago. We had our second child, Amelia. They were both born here. I was married here. I bought my first home here. I moved to Maryland against the advice of every one of my friends coming from New York. I was a Secret Service agent at the time, and they said, move to Virginia. You know, but I saw Maryland first, and I fell in love with it. We see no more ground. There are no lost causes. There are causes you and you are willing to fight, and there are causes you're not. If I told you tomorrow morning the governor and his staff was coming to your home to repossess your home, your car, and your kids' education, I assure you that's not a lost cause. Well, folks, it's happening. It's just happening chronically. It's not happening in an acute fashion, so we see this slow creep. This is our home. I ask you, please, whether you support me or Rich or Robert or David or any of the other kids, they're all fine men. But do not give up, and do not believe for a second that this state belongs to them. It belongs to us. Please join us in the fight. It's an honor to be here. Thank you very much.